or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Friday, June 26, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. I just got a couple of text messages during the break, and Missy was one of them. She said, please give people my cell phone number. We have been giving out the office phone number in Battle Creek. She said she has limited number of staff available today. She's given a lot of people the day off for a long weekend, but she is available working from home today. She said, please give them my cell phone number. So, Jim, I just texted it to you. Sue and Lori, I just got your text messages. Her phone number, folks, 269-317-0906. If you'd like Missy's personal cell phone number, just text me my cell phone, Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. If you text me Missy, I'll forward you her picture, her phone number, and that she wants to talk with you today. She is working from home. She has available time slots this afternoon, and she'd love to talk with you. So give her a call, 269-317-0906. And again, if you want to go to the website, check out Fat Trucker Randy before and after, along with the screenshots of the numbers side by side, truckerrandyhealth.com. That's the website Missy owns that shows my numbers, shows the scale numbers, before and after pictures. You'll notice the gray t-shirt on the left at 297 pounds was a triple X gray faded out radio station shirt because I had been wearing it for over 3 years. Washed all the black dye out of it. The after fat burn, that is a large, not a triple X, but a large t-shirt, black, brand new dye, brand new t-shirt, down to 217. The numbers are there. As a matter of fact, the last day of fat burn, August 27, 2023, I lost another 0.7 pounds in one day. Went from 296.9 to 217.2. 4 months, 4 days, lost 80 pounds, dropped it permanently forever, been in that range, 217 to 225 ever since. When I get bad, when I start eating bad food, it goes right back up and I know exactly what to do. Purge my body, drink some water, eat a steak and some apples, and bam, it's back down to 217. It's called hypothalamus. She'll explain it to you. It's the thermostat of your body. And she permanently fixed me, stuck me at 217. That simple. It's scientific. How it works, I have no idea. All I know is it works. So give her a call. We want to make you guys healthy. And the thing of it is, you get a hold of her this week. Let's say you start after 4th of July. You go through 40 days, 50 days of fat burn. Guess what? By Labor Day, family reunions, people you haven't seen in a long time, you guys get together before the kids go back to school, late August, again, right before Labor Day, people won't even recognize you. Who in the heck are you? Trust me, it works. Text me Missy. I'll give you your cell phone number. You can give her a call. Talk to her directly. Been following the budget. And we have been told by the legislators. House Speaker Matt Hall said on Thursday that the legislative leaders are very close to reaching an agreement on the fiscal year 2027 budget targets, even as education organizations have warned the lawmakers that they just have days remaining to complete the school aid fund before the statutory deadline, July 1st, which is this coming Wednesday. Speaking to reporters during a House session, Speaker Hall said an agreement on overall spending targets should have been reached earlier this week. But negotiations continue as Democratic leaders work through the spending reductions included in the tentative framework. Speaker Hall said, "We are very, very close to meeting our targets. It's very hard for the Democrats to kind of swallow all the cuts they've agreed to in this great deal that I've negotiated within the framework. Doing it with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Senate Democrat Majority Leader Winnie Brinks." Hall said the emerging agreement would produce a budget smaller than last year's spending plan. They're doing it without raising taxes, increasing fees, and or tapping into the rainy day fund known as the Budget Stabilization Fund. "We've agreed not to raise taxes and not take money from the rainy day fund. We're making our state government smaller than it was last year and more efficient," end quote, said Speaker Hall. He also attributed the tighter spending plan to reduced revenue resulting from federal tax changes, including the elimination of taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security benefits, along with what he described as redirecting $800 million they found in waste, fraud, and abuse toward road funding. Hall said he remained hopeful spending targets would be released before the House adjourned Thursday, allowing appropriations subcommittee chairs to begin assembling individual budget bills over the weekend. At the same time, Hall said negotiations continue over a broader package that can include housing legislation, property tax relief, and energy cost reductions. While the legislative leaders continue negotiating behind closed doors, school organizations publicly have urged them to finalize at least the school aid budget before next Wednesday, July 1st. Making a public statement, the Michigan Association of School Boards and the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators said lawmakers should remain in Lansing through this weekend, if necessary, to complete the school aid budget, noting that only 5 days remain before the statutory deadline. The groups are calling for an inflationary increase in the foundation allowance, weighted funding for English language learners, and the at-risk students. Also, the stabilization funding for districts with declining enrollment. Also, they want expanded flexibility for school safety and mental health dollars. And no additional diversion of K through 12 funding to higher education. The K through 12 Alliance of Michigan weighed in Thursday, backing legislation that was introduced by Democrat State Representative Regina Weiss of Oak Park that would withhold the governor's and legislative leaders' pay if the school aid budget is not passed by July 1st deadline. The package would also require school aid budget to be made publicly available 7 days before final passage, with amendments posted at least 24 hours before the vote, allowing local school districts to compete for state capital outlay funding. The alliance said schools should not need to shut down insurance and constitutional pay penalties to receive an on-time budget, and argued the proposals would increase accountability for future budget deadlines if they're missed. Well, Speaker Hall criticized the Senate leadership, the Democrats who control the state Senate, for providing little public information on negotiations, saying he wanted reporters updated on the status of the talks. I wanted to update all of you because Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks isn't willing to do that. I am, said Speaker Matt Hall. So, pretty interesting press conference, sounding like on one hand, they're very close to reaching their targets, but exactly when the final budget will be finished isn't clear. And again, folks, today's Friday. They have until Wednesday at 5 p.m. this coming Wednesday, July 1st. We'll have to keep an eye on it and see if they get it done and get it across the finish line. Another short little story. Speaker Hall also said, as part of the budget process, they, the Republicans in the House, will shut down the Senate Democrats' efforts to continue spending the tobacco settlement dollars in the state of Michigan on economic development programs. When asked about Senator Darren Calamari's Senate Bill 913, yesterday Hall said point blank, yeah, we're going to kill that. Even though the bill passed 1215 in the Senate along partisan lines, the Speaker, Matt Hall, says they want to take the tobacco settlement money instead of using it for something like Medicaid, a program that I helped save. What they want to do is take it and spend it on giveaways for big corporations. Me and the House Republicans are not going to allow that to happen. Dead on arrival, it's not going to happen. The bill, Senate Bill 913, removed the sunset. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Dead on arrival. We'll continue, wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message, paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to wrap up this story real quick regarding economic dollars going to the Michigan Strategic Fund, the Michigan 21st Century Jobs Trust Fund, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Republican Speaker Matt Hall said that they're going to kill Senate Bill 913. Money from the tobacco settlement lawsuit from years ago has been deposited into the 21st Century Jobs Trust Fund since the beginning of the fiscal year 2008. That was under Jennifer Granholm nearly 19 years ago. The direction of the dollars are expiring at the end of this current fiscal year budget, 2026. Midnight on September 30th of this year. Well, the bill, Senate Bill 913, removes the sunset. Well, that's not going to happen. It's dying September 30th. The fund has been receiving $75 million a year in settlement dollars. The fund was designed to promote entrepreneurship and innovation in the state of Michigan. However, it's been spent over the years promoting tourism, grants aimed at providing capital access to small businesses, assistance to startup companies in certain industries that they viewed as high growth, and has even given cash incentives for redeveloping underused properties and promoting businesses to relocate to Michigan from outside of our state. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation is the public-private entity that awards the grants, loans, and other bonuses to businesses. They are the ones that oversees the fund. 10 years ago, summer of 2016, the MEDC reported that since being created in 2005, the fund's investment of $261.6 million across 1,400 companies and new startups resulted in 1,073 companies being actively open as of 2014. Also, the study back in 2014 said that those companies were directly employing 11,000 individuals with wages and benefits altogether worth close to $879 for that year. It was linked to backing more than $48 million in state and local tax revenue. While at the same time, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and its operations have been sources of controversies. Critics have raised concerns about fairness, transparency, and the quality and longevity of the jobs that the MEDC tried to grow within the state of Michigan. Speaker Hall said, "I'm hoping that when the negotiations are finalized, this 21st century job fund will be dead and that there will be another program that's expired that is not funded. We can put that money to better use, like shoring up Medicaid." Well, in his no vote explanation on the Senate floor, Senator Thomas Elbert, a present day critic and advocate for terminating the MEDC, called the entity an abject failure. "We ought to consider ways to shut it down rather than enabling it to further waste our taxpayer dollars. Recent reports indicate we have spent $1.8 billion and got 602 jobs out of it. Only in the world of government can an agency continue to be rewarded in the light of repeated failure. Instead of corporate welfare, we need to, again, trust in free enterprise. Michigan is one of 46 states that back in 1998 entered into a master agreement with the four largest tobacco manufacturers beginning in 2000. And to be made in perpetuity, the manufacturers make payments to the state. For example, fiscal year 2 years ago, 2025, Michigan was set to receive $245.4 million. The 21st Century Job Trust Fund was given $75 million. The state's rainy day fund receives $17.5 million every year automatically, and $59 million went toward the Merit Award Trust Fund. Majority of the trust fund payments are then redirected directly to Medicaid long-term care. Well, it's going to die. And with it is this 21st Century Job Trust Fund, according to the speaker, Matt Hall. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where it goes. That's it basically for this week. Everything that's happened in Lansing with regards to bills, with regards to the budget, we basically try to bring it all to you. Get your tickets, LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. We'll see you on the 4th of July. Now back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and